This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and that familiar music means it is that time of the week. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. Now, this is a somewhat unexpected version of Cinema Chat. You see, Russ Collins is away. He's in Park City, Utah for some events going on at the Sundance Film Festival. He will return next week, but all of a sudden, the Oscar nominations came out. We thought, how can we ignore that? Well, our movie aficionado here at 89.1 WEMU is none other than Michael Jewett. And I noticed
Good morning, David.
And really, really excited about the nominations that came out.
Complex emotions about the, but first and foremost, before we deal with all this Oscar, we have to address the "Where is Russ Collins" thing. Because
I just explained where he went.
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure I'm happy with this explanation. we're going to address this first and foremost. So, in case you have been somewhere else on the planet and you missed the Oscar nominations, you know that a film very near and dear to my heart, Marvel's Black Panther, was nominated for Best Picture. It was a big breakthrough on a number of fronts. We'll deal with that later. So let's back up a year. When Black Panther's release, it's becoming like there's this big, big, huge interest in the film, you know, big cultural moment in the film. And I'm talking to Russ Collins, you know, years ago. He says, you should come on the show. We'll talk about Black Panther, blah, blah, blah. So the film comes out and Russ Collins, he vanishes.
He was away that
week.
He's
away. So all of a sudden, like, where's Russ Collins? He's bailing on me. Okay. Fast forward 11 months.
Here at that point, you weren't thinking he was avoiding you.
Right. It's just one of those things. It's just an occurrence, right? So then, you know, 11 months later, you know, Black Panther, it becomes this huge, huge cultural thing. Biggest domestic box office ever. You know, smashes all these records. It becomes the most talked about movie of the year. If you look
at social, 23 sequels in the future.
It's not going. It's a game changer. So I'm talking to Russ at the 501. We always talk. You know, I'm talking to Russ. We're always talking movies and everything. I said, you know, if it gets an Oscar, we got to talk about this. He says, yeah, come on the show. Come on the show.
So here are the nominations. It's
so,
in there.
So where's Russ? So
he's
once
in
again,
Park City, Utah.
So this
so
is
now you're starting to get a complex.
So now, like, this is not an occurrence. Is it a coincidence? Maybe, or is this a pattern? Is Russ trying to duck me or disrespect me or something? Because I'm bringing all this heavy duty geekness and all this passion and everything. He doesn't want to deal with Jewett on the air. I'm wondering what's the deal here.
I think it's as simple as this, Michael.
If you
have a choice of spending a morning with me or hanging out in Park City, Utah, you pick Park City every single time.
Yes, and on a serious note, we'll be talking Oscar stuff today, and I'm sure Russ will want to talk about that come next week. But of course, just the
and he'll bring all the news back from Park City that
everything from Sundance. So rest assured that Russ and his insights and everything Sundance and Oscar related will be back here.
Am glad to appeal to the your geek side and talk about Best Picture nominations because there was Vice, A Star Is Born, Roma, Green Book, The Favorite, Bohemian Rhapsody. Then there was one of my favorites, which was Black Klansman and Black Panther, of course. And that is the one that you're really excited about.
A wide, diverse list of films, you know, honored with.
Have you seen most of those?
I've seen with just a couple of exceptions. I've seen actually most of these, and I'll catch the rest before the awards are announced at the end of February. But yes, the Black Panther thing is a breakthrough and a game changer in a number of ways. Most people talking about this as a comic book movie, and it's certainly based on the comic books, but this is also Black Panther represents the genre and the idea of Afrofuturism, which is both literary, musical, and film, and now film. So this is not, I mean, there have been, you know, highly acclaimed, widely acclaimed comic book adaptations, but this is something a little different. There's something, you know, much deeper, much richer going on.
It is certainly accenting to the zeitgeist, as it were.
Yeah, and I think the resonance of this, how this film resonates emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, has to do with Afrofuturism and how this uses a comic book film to talk about, like, this arc of history and everything. And the character of Eric Killmonger, the antagonist in the movie, is played by Michael B. Jordan, which a lot of people, I think, maybe a slob, maybe a snub, maybe a slight that he's not nominated.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of folks that feel he got snubbed.
Really, the emotional weight of the film
should have been there as one of the best actor or supporting actor.
It rests on him, but he's a rising star. He's not really going places. So Black Panther, huge thing. Doesn't have a chance of winning. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's maybe not. It's certainly not favored to win. But you never know. I mean, Oscars do.
Well, there are a lot of folks that didn't think it would even win a nomination.
Right.
So it's already maybe exceeded expectations.
Right.
Why not expect that it could happen again?
Yeah, I think there is a scenario where the Oscars so-called spread the wealth, and then Black Panther actually does win that coveted Best Picture. Its strongest categories are Ruth Carter's costume design and Hannah Bleacher's production design. Hannah Bleacher is the first African-American woman to ever be nominated for production design. So it's kind of a breakthrough, too.
More ceilings continue to break.
Yeah, and there were a lot of firsts among the Oscar nominations, which we'll talk about later. Moving on to, I think, and I'm going to just go on the record here, I really think that Roma is going to win Best Picture. And I'm going to go on record.
And what leads you to that conclusion?
Well, one, you've got an acclaimed director who is just, who's on his game here. And it's a much different film. Alfonso Cuarón is making films from all sorts of different viewpoints, all different genres. You know, he did science fiction with Children of Men. He wins for Best Director for Gravity. So this is a visionary filmmaker. And I think directors recognize that this man is really doing some great work. And also, in the surprise here, go on.
I was going to say, in that director category, I have a personal investment. I've always enjoyed the movies, always thought he's been underappreciated, and perhaps because he is sometimes controversial. But Spike Lee got his first ever nomination as Best Director.
Which is a big first.
Yes,
it's a huge first. And you think about his career.
And I loved Black Klansman.
Yeah, and another film that really, tapped into a lot of the cultural, political feelings of the times, tenor of the time. So I wouldn't count that out either. But to get back to Alfonso Cuarón, but I think one thing that really struck me as a surprise is that we saw its lead actress, Yalitza Aparicio, and also the supporting actress, Marina de Tavira, both of Roma, get nominated, and no one was expecting this. This didn't echo anything from the Golden Globes, so all of a sudden, going into the Oscars, Roma is picking up momentum and picking up nominations that they weren't thinking. So it's nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, its lead actor, its lead actress, its supporting actress, cinematography, and foreign film. So
does it bother you at all that there is all this politicking going on and that there's an ebb and a flow to who's favored, who's not favored based on their own marketing campaigns or the studio's marketing campaigns?
No, I think that's the nature of the beast, the nature of the business. To make a film, there's all these different elements going on and everything, so you do have these different camps. And I think the weight of who's nominating, who are the nominating directors, who are the nominating actors, which is the biggest group, it's interesting to see that dialogue played out. Because, they're all secret ballots, so we don't really know. But I'm going to go on record. I think Roma wins this because at the last minute, you get these actors being nominated that they weren't expecting. So going into, Oscar season, maybe people were thinking A Star Is Born. Maybe that's losing some momentum.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Green Book, which surprisingly won, Golden Globe. And also won the Producers Guild Award, which is actually a very accurate predictor of Best Picture.
Right.
So people are saying,
So you're picking against be the favorite at this point.
At this point, because of those Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress nominations, and the fact that its director is, it's Alfonso Cuarón because of his stature, and the fact that Green Book's director is not nominated, and neither is A Star Is Born's director.
Bradley Cooper, yes, some consider that a snub. Now, he did get a Best Actor Award or nomination, but not director. And that was kind of a surprise. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside WEMU's movie aficionado, that, of course, being Michael Jewett.
Geek-in-chief as well. So, yeah. So I'm on record. I know Russ never does this. Russ never picks one.
No, he rarely does.
Well,
he has his favorite movies personally, but yeah, he's not a predictor.
But Russ, he's got to play he's a presenter, whatnot, so he's got to not show a favorite. But just for the record, Jewett's picking Roma, and I that's why. Green Book has some issues because there was a bit of blowback around, mostly from the family of Don Shirley,
right?
And some other sources. Shadow and Act, the blog and the website, was not too keen on its portrayal. I share those reservations as well. As brilliant as both Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali are in the movie, I had some real issues with its perspective. So, yeah.
I was a little shocked that If Beale Street Could Talk wasn't nominated among the best pictures. You?
Yes, and I'm wondering if, because it was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
This is Barry Jenkins, who won for Moonlight. It's certainly a film of a certain quality, very, very well received and whatnot, but I'm not quite sure how it missed being on the list for Best Picture. It's one of those things where you just don't know how the votes went and it's not there, which calls into question. Which calls into question whether the supporting actress Regina will of from if Beale Street will actually repeat her Golden Globe win.
Well, I think there's certainly a good chance. There is so much to be determined. Now, before I let you go really quickly, Michael
yes,
Jewett.
Regina King. I'm sorry, the name was
Regina King. Yeah, yeah. And what a fabulous job she did. Animated feature, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is one of the nominated films. You think that's a lock?
In fact,
going against Incredible 2's Isle of Dog, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Rothman.
No, best superhero movie ever. There's in the Geekverse, they're saying, yeah, not just the best Spider-Man movie, but one of the best ever. So, yeah. And there's, I mean, and unlike a lot of comic book movies, there's like no debate about this. People love it. It's winning.
All right. Well, Michael Jewett, thank you for sharing time with me today. I appreciate you filling in for Russ Collins.
I had a ball.
That is Michael Jewett, and you can hear him each weekday here on 89.1 WEMU.
For the win.
We thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.